WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
More than 1 in 5 Americans are caregivers, having provided care to an adult or child with special needs at some point in the last year. I recently spoke with my friend and colleague, Terry Weber, elder care specialist at the University of Kentucky, about the Senior Caregiving Conference on November 5th, 2021, coming up soon. Terry, thank you so much for talking with me. You and I have talked in the past about the elder care seminar that we have here at UK, and I think it was canceled last year because of the pandemic. Is that right?
No, we did have it, but we had it via online, via Zoom. It was online.
Oh, okay. And right. tell us a little bit about this year's coming up in November.
Ah, yeah. Well, November is National Caregivers Month and National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And so to recognize that, we are hosting our 6th annual Senior Caregiving Conference, Friday, November 5th. It'll be from 10 to noon, and this, again, is going to be an online event, but it's open to the community. It's free, but folks must have to, they have to register. And backed by popular demand, our speaker, again, this year is going to be Tipa Snow. So for those who have not heard of Tipa, in the elder care world, she is highly respected as both a dementia care educator and trainer. And she'll present a 2-hour webinar on symptoms and situations in dementia and creative and practical ways for getting through the day.
And we'll have the website for registration up, and something that I think should appeal to just about every listener, because all of us have been touched by these issues in one way or another.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we can all agree that caring for a person with dementia can be difficult, scary, overwhelming. It's a daily struggle between your professional and personal life and your caregiving duties. And as caregivers, we want to provide the best possible care for our loved one. But what is that care? That saying, caregivers, you don't know what you don't know. So where do you start to find answers? You learn all you can about your loved one's dementia. You talk to folks who are in the dementia care field. You join a support group, whether it be in person or online, and you attend events like this. These are survival strategies for caregivers.
So, you mentioned something that I wanted to ask you about, which is I think oftentimes people feel intensely alone in these types of situations. And one of the things that this seminar can do is show folks that you are not alone. In fact, there are many, many people all across the country and the world struggling.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's been a long year for everyone, and especially for our seniors and their caregivers, those with dementia and those in long-term care facilities. And who knows what the winter's going to bring. But everything that was familiar and routine to our folks just was upended at the start of the pandemic, making life harder for everyone. And folks had to kind of clamor together, to find some togetherness again.
Yeah. And what about particular issues in this year's conference? What sort of topics will be discussed?
Tipa is going to cover 2 main topics. One of them is symptoms and situations in dementia, and then creative and practical ways for getting through the day. And sometimes that's what our caregivers need, is just, how do I get to the end of the day?
I was going to ask you, I guess because this is online, that the virtual dementia tour, I guess, I forget what it was called exactly, but that I took with you several years ago when we were meeting in the real, is that not an option this year?
No, just because exactly what you said, we're not going to be able to meet. That is, when we were planning this, you know, things were still a little crazy. We didn't quite know what was going to be happening during the fall semester, and we didn't want to plan something and not be able to go through with it. But hopefully next year we will go ahead and offer the virtual dementia tour again, which is something I think everybody should experience.
And I guess backing up sort of for the overview of why everyone can benefit from such a seminar, you and I have talked about this before in years past, offline and online, that oftentimes this can be an uncomfortable subject. You know, we think of our older caregivers, our parents, that they were always going to be with us. They were always going to be all powerful and all knowing. And it can be very jarring to see just how human they can be as they age. And I guess one of the things that this conference and your work does is normalize us talking about it and becoming comfortable talking about these difficult issues instead of just sweeping them into a closet.
Oh, right. Being able to talk about your frustrations, your challenges, the changes you're seeing in your parents, they're very real. And being able to talk about this, being able to find resources in the community to help you is extremely important. You know, I don't like that phrase, parenting our parents, because we're never going to be their parents. We're always going to be their children, but we can be their care partners. And that is a term that TIPA has kind of coined, care partners, which I really like. I appreciate that one a lot.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's difficult for us of a certain age to also wrap our head around the fact that those younger than us and those older than us are people too. And I know that sounds ridiculous and funny, but there is so much ageism that I think we have to get beyond and realize that, you know, a person who is perhaps 25, 30 years older than we are is not is deserving of every bit the consideration of their humanity as a child or a middle-aged person or anyone else.
Oh, I agree. And I think we as a whole have to come together to do that. There are so many other countries and cultures that really take older people into their heart, you know? And I don't think that necessarily sometimes is what happens here. And it's sad.
Well, perhaps we can start changing that culture ever more with this annual conference. Terry, is there anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about the conference before we part?
Well, there is. We're going to be hosting a watch party this year. And that's where we're going to all come together in person to watch TIPA's webinar. And then we're going to host a post-discussion, kind of a debrief, you know. But the watch party is free, but we're limiting it to only 30 people, primarily to make sure we have room to space out, et cetera. So folks must register for that. But again, all that information will be on our website, which hopefully you will have on your website.
My thanks today to Terry Weber, Elder Care Specialist at the University of Kentucky, for talking with us about the Senior Caregiving Conference on November 5th. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.